Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Oh, sure, you can go to the Olympics and be a great track star, or you can be Andrew and be the world's fastest dad. How about that?
Fastest dad in what?
Well, he's a former track star, so he does have the skills, and he beat the world record for the fastest mile while pushing a child in a stroller.
What?
This is a thing?
This is a thing. Fastest dad, man. Yeah, the previous record was 5 minutes, so somebody did this before him, but he was like, you know what? I will beat that record. And he did it in 4 minutes and 57 seconds, and he chose his youngest child to do so because, well, I mean, obviously the youngest one's going to be the legacy.
Yeah.
So here he is. I mean, let's hear from your champion right here, Andrew.
Contacted Guinness World Records, and they alluded to his 5 minutes, and I'm like, well, that's doable. It'll be fun to look back and be in there with the kid of mine, our youngest kid, and he's lighter. A lot lighter.
The video of the little kid, he's all bundled up. He's just like, has that look like, I don't know why I'm here. My dad needs to break a stupid record that I didn't even know existed.
Cue the Rocky music, Steve. You need to start training.
Yeah, buddy. Come on. Right? You can do this. Okay? You know, I mean, come on, Steve.
The sad part is I think I'm just as fast with the stroller and without, and that speed is slow.
Oh.
I'm no DK Metcalf.
No, you're not, but Tatum's not getting any lighter.
You know, no.
So, I mean, this is the time.
Man, this guy is just hauling ass.
Yeah, he is.
One hand on the stroller.
Oh, he's a one-handed stroller dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
We need that other hand for, like, that extra oomph.
Yeah, you're right. Well, yeah, see, I guess that's what it is, because you have to sort of, if you're going to be jogging, you got to be kind of toward to the side, because you might be kicking the stroller.
I'd just be so afraid that I lose control of the stroller, and then all of a sudden, baby topples over.
Oh, no!
Yeah, right. Record turn two.
Yeah, because what did DK get up to, like 25 miles, 22 miles?
22.6 miles, I think.
Now, again, that was
something
a sprint,
like that,
and this guy is, you know, obviously trying to do a jog, but still, yeah, if you roll that kid, that could be a problem.
I feel like DK could probably beat him with me in the stroller.
You think so?
How do we get DK to do this?
Oh, okay.
Like, I know, like, the track and field people reach out to DK, like, anytime you want to, like, run around, and he's like, yeah, I'm in.
Oh, yeah?
So how do I, like, you know, reach out to DK and be like, yo, let's beat this guy's record. I bet we could beat it with me in the stroller.
That's very interesting, because it's a mile. You know what I mean? So you got to pace yourself. You know, and a DK we know in a sprint is amazing.
He doesn't have to pace himself for a mile. The guy's a physical specimen. That we have to pace ourselves for a mile, maybe,
right,
BJ, but not some guy that's at the top of his physical form.
He's going up against track star Tommy, who broke the record.
Well, that's Andrew, but Tommy's also a good name for him, I guess. No way, man.
So you're really putting your money on DK?
All of my money.
See, I know that...
In my wallet, which is currently $2.
Well, I know that sprinters aren't necessarily the long-distance dudes, like, you know, in the Olympics and stuff like that. Like
a mile is not long-distance.
A mile's not really that long.
Well, a mile?
I mean, it's not really that long.
Well, how long is a football field?
Well, it's not yards. A mile.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I don't know how long a sprint is. Like, is a 100-yard dash? I mean, what's 100 yards to a mile? See, that's what I mean. I think, you know, you figure that a 100-yard dash is what DK pretty much did, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, a little less than that. But, yeah, pretty much. But, I'm positive that DK could go full throttle for a full mile.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, this is worth putting money on. And nothing against DK. It's just I feel like, you know, track star Tommy, also known as Andrew, I think I might have to put my money on him. He's a goodness working world record holder.
All right, you got $2 on track star Tommy.
All right.
I've got $2 on DK with me in the baby carriage.
With you... Oh, with you and the baby carriage is going to make it worse.
Well, that's part of the deal. That's what I'm saying. We could beat this guy's speed record... With DK.
Oh, you're insane now.
And me. Yeah. Look, it's just a selfish reason for me to meet DK Metcalf.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a very awkward way to meet him.
You're going to have to get a pretty big baby carriage. Can we just get a grocery cart?
Well, like a rickshaw thingy.
Oh, a rickshaw. Oh, now he's got to drag you along.
Well, you know, like one of those ones with the thing.
A rickshaw. I know what a rickshaw is. He's got to pull you as opposed to push you.
Well, he can push me. We can get the ones that kind of have like a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Oh, you want a wheelbarrow, not a rickshaw.
Well, sure, whatever.
Okay, you know what?
Well, you tell me that only rickshaws only go one way?
As far as I know, rickshaws only go one way. I think you got to be in the back on a rickshaw.
You're trying to look up push rickshaw, and they're all pulled.
They're all pulled.
Yeah. Well, you don't know your rickshaw. You don't know your mile runs as opposed to dashes. I'm excited about this bet.
I still feel good about it.
And if you can convince DK to take this bet, then that poor man goes to the wrong guy. That's all I got to say.
DK's not going to even answer my.
You don't know that?
Our tweets.
Yeah, we can tweet at him, maybe.
Yeah. You got to go through Russell first. I know your buddies with Russell. Or is it Sierra?
Oh, yeah.
I forget who your friends with, Sierra or Russell.
More Sierra, but things change after they got married.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, she's got
her eye on the family and stuff. And doesn't have time to hang out anymore.
She doesn't hang out anymore.
My wife and I, we miss her.
You guys used to, you know, do the rickshaw thing all the time. She changed after you got pulled around in a rickshaw.
I mean, we used to couples dates all the time. Her and Future and me and my wife. And then...
Nothing.
Relationship ended, and now it's Russell. And Russell just looks at us as like we're part of her past.
That's the problem. You were Future's friend.
Yeah, but I was willing to say, you know what? Future's gone too far. Him and I, we've had our falling out.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Well, again, you know, I don't know what part of that conversation was ridiculous. Oh, I remember when you thought that actually DK Metcalf could beat this guy pushing you in a stroller.
So it says you're crazy if you think he could sprint for 1 mile. Positive he can.
Oh, okay. Look, I'm not a person that knows a lot about athletics, but at least I watched enough Olympics to know that there are two different types of, you know, things you got to do when you're sprinting and when you're doing a mile.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a physical specimen. Okay. I have all the faith in the world in DK Metcalf.
There you go. I'm sure
you said you'll have to wear DK Metcalf's mouthpiece while doing it.
Oh, yeah.
The baby.
You'll need the binky. Yeah.
We got a woman that says her neighbors are not happy with her. Because of a stripping skeleton.
Oh, boy.
Halloween, everybody. Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Seattle for giving us the Migs Report. And today is the day for the Rev to celebrate.
Ooh.
Today is National... Say hello to Carl. Say hello to Frank. It's National Cat Day.
Oh, really?
Oh, happy Cat Day, Carl
really?
And Frank.
Oh,
wow.
No.
Meow.
Oh, that's not cool.
So, I mean, I don't know. There's probably some ways that you can celebrate National Cat Day. Here's a couple of options. Maybe enjoy some celebrity cats like Heathcliff.
Oh, really?
Garfield. The Thundercats. Toonses.
Okay.
Remember from SNL? Toonses yep. might be one of the best ones.
Yeah, Toonses is good.
Was it Azrael?
Yep.
From the Smurfs.
Oh.
Was it Salem Saberhagen?
Oh, is that Sabrina's cat?
Yeah,
good call.
But I think the best cat to celebrate today, and I don't know if the Rev's ever watched the movie. I know we talked about it before, and he said he was going to, but I don't know if he has. But I think today's day is all about Jake, the star of The Cat from Outer Space.
Really?
I have never seen that.
I never have either.
What You've never this? Seen Jake the Cat from Outer Space?
Jake the Cat from Outer Space?
I think I just said that, but I'll say it again. No, sir.
No, I'm talking about Rev. I thought we talked about this. Yeah, it was a 1978 film. It's a great movie about a cat that comes from outer space.
He's adorable.
Is it a Disney movie?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's on Disney Plus.
All right.
Dude, it's I'd like to say it's a great movie, but when I was a kid, it was a great movie.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, this maybe some adorable. You and Tater Talk can watch someday.
I'm just going to watch it today by myself.
Now, I don't know if I...
Babe, you need to leave the home. Today's my day to enjoy The Cat from Outer Space.
I told you not to call me Babe.
Sorry,
everybody.
Sorry, Babe.
Hey, listen, did you miss the big dude? The cat in the hat? Did you forget him?
I did. He's not on my list of cats.
What?
I even have the Thundercats.
Wow, you have the Thundercats over the cat in the hat.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well, is there anyone else I'm missing? Am I...
Yeah.
Hello, Grumpy Cat.
Puss in Boots.
Crap.
Right? Remember
Hello
Bub.
Mm-hmm. Hello Kitty. Kitty.
Yeah.
Like Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they weren't really cats, though.
All right. Well,
they were.
You know, he really wasn't a cat from outer space either.
That's not true. I saw him. He was up there.
Okay. It's a great movie. I'm shocked the Rev hasn't seen it. It's right in his wheelhouse.
Whoa, Sandy Duncan's in it.
1978.
Yeah. Okay.
He did mention Sandy Duncan, and she's awesome in every movie she's in.
It's 2020. Did anyone ever think we'd have a radio show where you'd hear someone on the show yell, "Whoa, Sandy Duncan's in it"?
Yeah. Well, Rev is 102 years old.
It's true. He
Sandy Duncan was the hot mom in every show. Back when I was growing up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She was the mom that made you go, "I don't think I want her to just bring me soup."
I do like one reviewer says, "Clearly not a Disney classic as almost no one's ever heard of it."
Wow. That reviever is just hating on he's raining on your parade, brother.
67% on Rotten Tomatoes, BJ.
That's
Cat
that's,
from Outer Space.
It's fresh. What are the
59% audience.
Oh, if it was only 69, you would have been happy.
Yep. Okay. I need to read. How do I review things on Rotten Tomatoes? I think get those numbers up.
Get that up. Two more points, buddy.
Cat Day. Enjoy it.
Okay, then.
All right. Let's also enjoy some skeletons, because there's a woman in Texas named Angela, and her HOA, not very happy with her. Her neighbors, not very pleased with her, and they're asking her to take down her Halloween decorations. Reason being, they are pole dancing skeletons.
What?
They are hilarious. She's got a pole outside, and different skeletons are doing pole dances. One with red hair, one with bluish-teal hair, another one with grayish hair. One with a mirror ball.
So what are they upset for? That like kids have any clue what the hell this is? You say it's just skeletons doing acrobatics. Are you kidding me? Really?
You know, can't have these skeletons doing filthy things outside of somebody's home.
Okay, this is this. Where is this at, Steve?
This is in Texas.
Of course,
she's got 30 days.
Yeah.
She's got 30 days to remove the decorations.
Well. Luckily, Halloween's in 2 days.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I know, right? After that's done, November 1st, say goodbye to the skeletons. They're back They're back to college.
I like that 30 days. So I think there was somebody at the HOA going, sure, we'll get her to take it down, you people. Well, I like that.
Well, here's Angela talking about it.
I was a little sad. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to take it down. I'm going to comply and I'm going to take it down and just not do this anymore. But then I got so much support off of Facebook. And I said, forget it. People are having so much fun with this and they love it. I'm going to continue to do it.
Good for you. I stand by your morals.
And I didn't hear much of an accent, which means she might be from somewhere else.
It's in Houston.
Well, I think there's still a bit of a draw in Houston, or am I crazy? I don't know.
I've never been to Houston.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, that's a good question. But I wonder if she's an outsider, and they don't like them Yankees coming down here with their stripper pole skeletons.
So do you think the HOA, because they did say, hey, you got 30 days to take it down, and that's well past Halloween, that they're just like, this annoying woman is complaining about this neighbor with the silly skeleton. So let's placate her, be like, yes, we'll tell her to take it down. But according to our HOA guidelines, she's got 30 days.
Yeah, I like that.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I almost feel like the HOA is really just like, gosh, this is stupid.
Yep.
Live by the rules, die by the rules.
I want to believe that, Steve, as opposed to, no, they were really serious and they wanted to get rid of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's complaining about that?
Yeah, I mean, come on. There's a lot more scary things going on today than stripper pole skeletons.
So I can't do my orgy scene that I want to do with skeletons outside of my new house?
I believe in you.
All right, cool.
First off,
this is the year to do it because there's barely any neighbors.
You know what? Here, you know, we don't need an HOA for you. You've got what's called a wife. That would never happen.
She would never.
True.
Wow. Yeah. I think we'll just like with Snoopy wearing a ghost outfit.
Exactly. That's about all you can get outside your house.
Oh, man, this is... I'm not trying to liven a man because he died from this, but the story is just ridiculous.
Okay.
A police officer in the Philippines, this is the headline, the police in the Philippines are mourning the loss of one of their own who was killed in an encounter with a rooster. Apparently he was breaking up a cockfight.
Oh, okay.
And the rooster killed him.
Oh, yeah. The rooster killed him? That's how tough the rooster was?
Could you imagine that?
Whoa.
That's insane.
That is insane that you could get killed by I feel like they're so short that, I mean, they got razor blades on
them. That's the thing. Yeah, the rooster used his weapon. Struck the guy in his thigh with the steel blade, which is known as a gaff.
Oh, yeah.
It's attached to the animal's leg. The blade cut his femoral artery.
The femoral, yes.
That too.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
They took him to the hospital, and he was pronounced dead on the scene.
I'm sorry, but they cut your femoral artery.
Why the femur?
You're going to die.
It's a femur, right? It's not.
It's a femur.
So a femoral.
You're going to die. You're femoral. Matter of fact, you're immoral and femoral at the same time. What if you're a woman and you're not moral? You're femoral.
The colonel for the police said, in my 25 years as a policeman, I never had a situation where I lost a man due to a fighting cockspur.
Yeah, he almost, I mean, when you think about it, he could have sliced a lot of stuff.
I feel terrible.
How about if you lose your rooster to a rooster?
I wish he didn't die because the story is, like, ridiculous.
It is, but, I mean, he's dead, so we have to honor him and his femoral.
And the colonel continued to say he sacrificed his own life in the name of service.
Aww. Well, that's a good thing.
I guess they could have those kind of fights there. Just that it's only licensed cockfights are allowed on Sundays, holidays, and during fiestas. But apparently they've been banned recently because of COVID.
Oh, well,
that's the problem.
Well,
that was the issue.
Yeah, that's the problem.
All right.
Not that there's anything wrong with having these animals do this to each other.
Strangest story of the week.
Is this the Philippines?
Yes.
Yeah, see, we in America, we just do things a little differently. Do we?
I don't even know, man. All right, it's been made official. The Seahawks did trade for Carlos Dunlop to strengthen up their pass rush game.
What did we get rid of?
B.J. Finney, who was originally brought in to be the starting center, but lost on the job to Posick. And so he hasn't been doing anything. And the Bengals do need help on the offensive line. So for them, it was a good deal. And also, they got rid of a guy who did not want to be on the team anymore. He's 31. He was a star player for them, a Pro Bowl player as well. And hopefully the change of scenery will be a good thing for him with the Seahawks. And he's going to be on a playoff contender, obviously.
Have we heard anything from him?
Yes, he went on Instagram and said, I'm not going to lie, I'm nervous as hell, but I'm excited too. It's all up from here. Let's go. I get to play. And here's Pete Carroll during a press conference talking about picking up Carlos Dunlap.
Carlos has been a very, very consistent player for a long time. He's always been fast, always been athletic. He still moves his feet well and gets off the rock and knows exactly how to play the spot that we want to play him in. Really, it was excited to share that with him. He was concerned, he didn't know, you know, how we would play him and all. So that was good for him to hear.
I just don't understand what Dwayne Johnson has to do with all this.
It doesn't matter what you think!
Hey,
hangs out with The Rock, man.
Hey, get off The Rock, okay, buddy?
Okay. Poor guy. He's strong, but he's not that strong.
No, he can't.
Wow.
You know, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's going to be a fun one to have on the team for sure. But then some people are also worried, like, what is his attitude? Like, as you even heard in that clip, like, it sounds like he just wants to play and play a lot, which I don't think is a bad thing.
We have a good history with people with bad attitudes. Marshawn's the best example. He had a really bad attitude in Buffalo, and he came here and, well, you know, threw Skittles at everybody. What's wrong with that?
And Carlos obviously not happy in Cincinnati to the point where he tweeted his house for sale. He put the listing up on his thing. He eventually pulled that down, but also said some things where he wasn't very happy there. So someone asked him, hey, you got a guy who's been known for being a recent problem in Cincinnati. Are you at all worried about that? And here's Pete talking about that.
Yeah, there's been some issues or whatever, and which, you know, that's their story. I don't know that it has anything to do with what's going on here. He's really, I've talked to him. He's really excited about being part of a program and getting in here. You know, he's been a stellar dude for a long time, you know, in that program, and whatever happened. But it's a fresh start for him here.
I love Pete. Pete's right? Like, I don't care what happened over there. Do you know, have you seen our defensive line? Seriously, I don't care what this guy does as long as he takes his aggression out on the opposing quarterback. That's all I care about.
See, that was Cincinnati's problem. We're the new relationship. Everything's going to be great.
We're going to channel that guy's anger. That's what we're going to do.
But, you know, some people think, oh, he's only going to be here for a year because there's an amount of money that he's being paid. But John Schneider said, no, this is not a rental. They're hoping to keep him in the future as well, which would be pretty cool. But it is looking better for Seahawks defense. I mean, this week it probably won't be because, well, he's not going to be able to play due to has to sit out until, like, the COVID stuff and physicals and things like that. But he'll be the following week, which could also mean the return of Jamal Adams. Also, Snacks could be playing with the team. Damon Snacks Harrison, Rasheem Green, Michael Kendricks recently picked up. So the defense could be a lot better in a couple of weeks, which is a great sign. And there's rumors, I don't think this is actually going to happen, but there's rumors that the Seahawks are one of the teams interested in making a trade for J.J. Watt.
Oh, really?
Because he's, ooh. I mean, you know, the Texans just suck.
Yeah.
And he's towards the end of his career, and a lot of people are like, he's going to want to move on to try and at least get a chance at winning a Super Bowl, and there's talks of the Seahawks being a contender for him, the New Orleans Saints. I don't know if that's changed, though, with the pickup of Dunlap, if they're going to want to get a guy like J.J. Watt, but that would be interesting.
Well, I think, you know, this is what you got to do. I feel like this is our best chance in who knows
Hawks,
how long.
Win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, we need help on defense, and, you know, this is what you do. You strengthen your team the best way you can if you feel you're a contender, and we are a contender.
Tonight, big game. You got the Falcons and the Panthers.
Whoa!
Falcons are 1-6. The Panthers are 3-4.
Must watch
Thursday Night Football.
Jeez. What happened with Thursday Night Football? I thought these games were supposed to be national, like, you know.
Well, they think
highlights.
That these are going to be big games. They've been clearly very wrong this year, and they don't flex the Thursday night game.
They should flex all of these Thursday, Sunday, Monday, all of it. They should flex every single one of them.
Thursday Night Football. Their slogan should be, we have no other games to watch, so you have to watch this.
Yeah. I know it's tough to flex a Monday or a Thursday night game because they prepare for it and all that, but they should.
Thursday Night Football. There's no more sports on other than this game.
It's
watching American Ninja Warrior.
Ooh! Don't forget the marble Ford Midler, whatever the marble race is.
It's the off season, BJ.
Oh, damn it.
Have you looked outside? Weather's not conducive to marbles.
Marbula One is not working.
As far as weather, it's going to be 57 degrees today. That's the major point that trips up.
Today is so weird.
It is a very weird day, and I'm going to go with it. What can I tell you? Getting close to All Hallows Eve. That's what it is. What are you going to do? Right? You're getting a weird sort of vibe as we get close to the spooky time.
That's right.
Yeah. So yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Ham is taken from what part of the pig?
It's ass.
No!
Oh. Leg?
Yes.
Well, you never had a rump roast? Rev was so upset about it. I hope he's never had a rump roast of anything.
I don't know if they make rump roast out of pig butt.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about steak.
Well, we're talking about pig.
Yeah, but I mean, the idea is you do eat the... Well, never mind. That was almost a very bad way to put that. Well, you eat parts is what I'm saying. Y'all eat parts is what I'm saying.
I don't click on those thumbnails.
Okay, fine. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Pete Meigs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.